to put this in a little bit of perspective, we have made significant progress on all of the IT-related security issues over the past year. I think one way to describe it is a year and a half ago, I think we would have said we're in the bottom of the SEC in terms of our attention to it. Now, I think it is fair to say we are at the top. Looking at the approach holistically, centrally driven, and very collaborative, and so the operations people are actually working with the policy people, and that has had some significant effect. For example, we had no university-wide antivirus programs or protocols. Now we have one, and it's required by all units within the system. We had no central visibility of workstations, and now we have visibility of all workstations, so we can scan for inappropriate data and confidential data on those systems. We had no university-wide compliance with HIPAA. We now are compliant with HIPAA. So there's been much better collaboration with the Security Operations Center as well. So we told you a year ago this was a top priority and we would take significant steps to address it. I'm pleased to report that that is very much in progress. Regarding the liberal arts, there's one remaining remediation, which is related for the need for kind of strong workplace workstation passwords. And those automation controls have been put in place throughout the college to remediate all workstations. Staff and faculty are only now returning back from their summer break, and therefore many of the workstations are still turned off. Once they return and the workstation is turned back on, they'll be remotely remediated, and they will all be required to update with strong passwords. The target date for this is August 31st of this year.